Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into healthcare technology.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, should be a good one.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. So specifically how Oracle Fusion Cloud applications are trying to tackle some of the biggest issues that healthcare organizations are facing.
I see, yeah.
We've got a document here that breaks down Oracle's approach.
It's interesting.
I'm curious to see what they're proposing.
Yeah, me too. Let's see what they got.
So let's start with the supply chain stuff.
Okay, good place to start.
The document doesn't hold back. It paints a pretty bleak picture.
Oh, no.
Of what's going on globally.
Right.
And it's not just some theoretical problem.
Yeah.
Right? We're all feeling the impact of this.
Yeah.
In our everyday lives.
Absolutely. Think about it.
Right.
How many times have you experienced shipping delays recently?
Oh.
Or noticed prices skyrocketing at the grocery store?
It's crazy.
Those are all symptoms of a global supply chain that's under immense strain.
Yeah, it's not just an inconvenience anymore. It's a real issue.
Totally.
The document mentions market instability.
Yeah.
Shifting consumer demand, even trade disputes.
Interesting.
As contributing factors.
Yeah,
it's not just one thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of pressures converging at once.
And we can't forget about the elephant in the room.
Oh, right.
The COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That really exposed how fragile our global supply chains are.
For sure.
And how disruptions in one part of the world can ripple out and impact everyone.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Okay, so the world's changed, supply chains are struggling,
mm-hmm.
and healthcare is right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
What's Oracle's big idea here?
Yeah, what are they thinking?
How are they proposing to fix this with these Fusion Cloud applications?
Yeah, what's the solution?
So they're focusing on three main areas.
Okay.
Automation, collaboration, and visibility.
Interesting. Okay.
And they're applying these concepts to some of the most pressing healthcare supply chain challenges.
I see.
For example, take product recalls.
Okay.
Those can be a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
But Oracle's system is designed to track and trace every single item,
right.
helping healthcare organizations react quickly and minimize risk to patients.
That's a relief, honestly.
Yeah. Right.
We've all heard those horror stories about faulty medical devices.
Oh, for sure.
Or contaminated medications.
It's scary.
Knowing there's technology out there to help mitigate those risks is reassuring.
Absolutely. But let's zoom out a bit.
Okay.
How does this automation idea actually work in practice?
Good question.
Are we talking about robots in warehouses?
Yeah.
Or is it something more subtle?
It's a combination of things.
Okay.
Think of it as a system that analyzes massive amounts of data.
I see.
Predicts potential disruptions.
Uh-huh.
And then automatically adjusts processes to keep things running smoothly.
Oh, so it's kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Got it.
So, for example.
Yeah.
If a certain medication is in high demand due to a flu outbreak, the system can automatically trigger an order with the supplier, ensuring that hospitals have enough stock to meet the needs of their patients.
So it's not just about reacting to problems.
Exactly.
It's about anticipating them and taking action before they even arise.
That's right.
That's pretty impressive.
It is cool.
But let's be realistic. Can technology really solve everything?
That's a good point.
I mean, supply chains involve people too.
You're right. It's not a magic bullet.
Right.
And that's where collaboration comes in.
Okay.
Oracle's system is designed to connect everyone involved in the supply chain.
Okay.
From suppliers to hospitals.
I see.
To even patients in some cases.
Yeah.
Giving them access to the same real-time information.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's all about breaking down those silos and fostering a more collaborative approach to supply chain management.
Okay. So it's not just about replacing people with robots.
Right.
It's about giving people better tools to do their jobs.
Exactly.
I like that.
Me too.
What about visibility?
Oh, good one.
Is this just fancy tracking software?
Yeah.
Or is there more to it?
It's about having a clear view of every single step in the supply chain.
Okay.
From the moment a product leaves the manufacturer.
I see.
To the moment it reaches the patient.
Got it.
Imagine being able to track a shipment of life-saving medications in real time.
Wow.
Knowing exactly where it is, what condition it's in,
mm-hmm.
and when it's expected to arrive.
That's incredible.
Right.
Yeah, that level of transparency could be a game changer.
Huge.
Especially in emergency situations.
Absolutely.
But what about the cost of all this?
Yeah, that's the question, right?
Implementing a system like this must be a huge investment for a healthcare organization.
Yeah, for sure.
Is it really worth it?
That's a valid question.
Yeah.
The document touches on cost control as a major benefit.
Okay.
But it's not always clear how that plays out in practice.
Right.
I guess it depends on how efficiently the system is implemented and how effectively it's used.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's always a risk that these technologies could create more complexity and actually drive costs up.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are potential downsides, and we need to be aware of those.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like the potential benefits are pretty compelling.
Yeah, they are pretty interesting.
We've talked a lot about the supply chain side of things.
Right.
But the document also dives into workforce optimization.
Okay.
What's Oracle's take on that?
So they're essentially arguing that healthcare organizations need to move away from traditional workforce management practices.
Interesting.
And adopt a more strategic approach.
Okay.
One that leverages data and technology.
Got it.
To optimize staffing levels, predict future needs, and ultimately improve patient care.
That sounds great in theory, but how does it actually work?
Right.
They keep mentioning this team skill center.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
Yeah.
And how does it fit into the bigger picture?
It's a tool that allows healthcare organizations to create a centralized database of their employees' skills and competencies.
Interesting. Okay.
Imagine being able to search for all the nurses in your hospital.
Okay.
Who are certified in a particular specialty.
Uh-huh.
Or who have experience working with a specific type of medical equipment.
So it's like a super-powered skills inventory.
Exactly.
That helps match the right people to the right roles.
That's right.
I can see how that would be useful for staffing.
Yeah.
Especially in a field as specialized as healthcare.
For sure.
And it goes beyond just filling open positions.
Right.
It's about anticipating future needs, identifying potential skill gaps.
Yeah.
And developing training programs to ensure that your workforce is always prepared to meet the evolving demands of the healthcare industry.
Exactly. It's all about being proactive.
That's a proactive approach, which seems to be a recurring theme here.
It does seem to be, yeah.
But what about the human element?
Oh, that's an important point.
Are we just reducing healthcare workers to data points in a system?
Right.
Where's the empathy, the compassion, the human touch? That's so essential to good healthcare.
That's a crucial point.
Right.
And it's something we need to keep in mind as we delve deeper into Oracle's proposals.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of new technology.
Yeah.
But we can't forget that healthcare is ultimately about people caring for people.
You're right. Technology should be a tool to empower healthcare workers, not replace them.
Exactly.
I'm curious to see how Oracle addresses this balance as we continue our deep dive.
Yeah. Let's see what they say.
But for now,
yeah,
let's take a break and come back refreshed to tackle the next part of this document.
Sounds good to me. I'm ready for more. So, you know, picking up where we left off, we were starting to talk about how Oracle views workforce optimization.
Right. Yeah.
In the context of these larger healthcare challenges.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by this idea of a more strategic approach to workforce management.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a bit skeptical.
Yeah.
Can you really plan for everything in healthcare?
Right.
It seems like things are constantly changing. And there are always unexpected challenges popping up.
You're absolutely right. Healthcare is a dynamic field, and there will always be curveballs.
Right.
But that's actually where a tool like Oracle Strategic Workforce Planning can be really valuable.
Okay.
It's not about creating a rigid plan that can't adapt to change.
Right.
It's about using data to model different scenarios.
Okay.
Anticipate potential needs.
Uh-huh.
And develop flexible strategies to address them.
Okay, so it's like having a crystal ball.
Kind of, yeah.
But one that's based on real data and insights.
Right.
Not just guesswork.
Exactly.
I could see how that would be helpful for things like seasonal fluctuation or unexpected outbreaks, like the flu example we talked about earlier.
Exactly.
And it can also help healthcare organizations plan for long-term trends.
Absolutely.
Like an aging population or the increasing prevalence of chronic diseases.
Yeah.
By using data to project future needs, they can make more informed decisions about hiring, training, and resource allocation.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
And talk about employee experience.
Okay, good one.
The document mentions this as a key focus area for Oracle.
Yeah.
But I'm not entirely sure why.
Uh-huh.
I mean, isn't patient care the top priority in healthcare?
Of course, patient care is paramount. Right. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Happy and engaged employees are more likely to provide better patient care.
Oh, right.
It's all connected.
Interesting.
When healthcare workers feel valued, supported, and empowered,
right,
they're more likely to be compassionate, attentive, and dedicated to their patients.
So it's not just about creating a feel-good work environment.
Right.
It's about recognizing that employee well-being has a direct impact on the quality of care that patients receive.
Exactly.
And Oracle is proposing a range of tools and strategies to enhance the employee experience.
Yeah.
From personalized learning platforms to streamlined onboarding processes to even tools that help healthcare workers navigate their career paths.
Mm-hmm.
And pursue professional development opportunities.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so it's about more than just free coffee and pizza in the break room.
Right.
It's about creating a culture that values and invests in its employees.
Exactly.
But let's be real, healthcare is a demanding field.
Oh, yeah.
And burnout is a huge problem.
It's a big one.
Can technology really address those deeper issues?
It's not a cure-all,
right,
but it can definitely help. Oh. For example, some of the tools that Oracle is promoting are designed to streamline workflows, automate routine tasks, and reduce administrative burdens.
I see.
This can free up healthcare workers to focus on what really matters.
Oh, okay.
Patient care.
Less paperwork.
Yeah.
More time with patients.
Exactly.
I think any healthcare worker would appreciate that.
I think so too.
But let's circle back to the supply chain for a moment.
Okay, sure.
We talked earlier about some of the broader challenges. But what about the issues that are specific to healthcare?
Right.
I mean, it's not like ordering books on Amazon, right?
Absolutely not. Healthcare supply chains are incredibly complex.
Yeah.
With unique challenges that other industries don't face.
Right.
For example, think about the issue of pricing.
Okay.
In healthcare, you have all these different stakeholders involved.
Oh, yeah.
Hospitals, insurance companies, group purchasing organizations, and each one has their own set of priorities and incentives.
Wow.
It's a tangled web of negotiations and contracts.
Oh my God.
And it can be incredibly difficult to manage effectively.
Wow, that sounds like a headache.
Yeah, it is.
And then you have things like product recalls.
Oh, right.
Which we touched on earlier.
Uh-huh.
And the constant pressure to control costs while maintaining quality.
Yeah.
It's a lot to juggle.
It is. Yeah. And that's why Oracle is promoting its Fusion Cloud application as a way to bring more transparency, efficiency, and accountability to the healthcare supply chain. And that they're essentially arguing that by connecting all the different players in the system and giving them access to real-time data and analytics, they can streamline processes, reduce waste, and ultimately improve patient outcomes.
Okay. I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together.
Yeah.
They're addressing the supply chain, the workforce, and the employee experience. It's a holistic approach.
Yeah.
Healthcare optimization.
Exactly.
But I still have some lingering questions about how this actually plays out in practice.
Yeah.
Can you give me some specific examples of how these technologies are being used to solve real-world problems?
Absolutely. Let's take the example of item substitution, which we briefly mentioned earlier.
Right, right.
Imagine a scenario where a hospital needs a specific type of surgical implant for an upcoming procedure, but it's backordered due to a supply chain disruption.
Oh, no.
In the past, this might have meant delaying the surgery.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Causing stress for both the patient and the healthcare team.
That's not ideal.
No, it's not a good situation.
So how does Oracle's system address this issue?
Their item substitution application
uses
artificial intelligence and machine learning
to
analyze the situation, identify suitable alternatives, and automatically suggest them to the surgical team.
So it's basically thinking for them.
Kind of, yeah.
Doing all the research.
Yeah.
Wow.
It takes into account factors like patient needs, clinical guidelines, and even cost considerations.
So it's like having a super smart assistant.
Yeah, basically.
That can help healthcare professionals make quick, informed decisions in challenging situations.
Exactly. And it's not just about item substitution.
Okay.
Oracle system is also being used to optimize inventory management.
Oh, wow.
Streamline procurement processes.
Uh-huh.
And even track the movement of medical devices and equipment within hospitals.
So it's not just about the big picture stuff.
Right.
It's also about the day-to-day operations.
Exactly.
That keep a hospital running smoothly.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see the potential here.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
But I'm also wondering about the potential downsides.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about the importance of the human element in healthcare.
Right.
But isn't there a risk that relying too heavily on technology could lead to depersonalization?
Yeah.
And a loss of that human touch?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it's something we need to be mindful of as we move forward.
Right.
Technology should be used to augment human capabilities, not replace them.
It's about finding the right balance.
Absolutely.
I'm curious to see how Oracle addresses this challenge as we continue our deep dive.
Me too.
But for now, let's take a break
okay.
and come back fresh to explore the final part of this document.
Sounds good to me. I'm eager to see how they wrap things up.
Okay, so we're back.
Back again.
For the final part of our deep dive into Oracle's vision for healthcare.
Right, yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From the complexities of the supply chain.
Right.
To the importance of employee experience.
A lot.
Now I'm curious to see how they tie it all together.
Yeah, me too.
What's the big takeaway?
Yeah, so the document really emphasizes that Oracle sees its Fusion Cloud applications as a way to achieve some pretty significant goals in healthcare.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, they're not just talking about incremental improvements.
Mm-hmm.
They're aiming for a fundamental transformation of how healthcare is delivered.
Okay, so big claims, big goals.
Huge.
What are some of the specific benefits they're highlighting?
They're talking about data-driven decision-making.
Yeah.
Increased operational efficiency,
uh-huh.
improved care delivery,
mm-hmm.
and better cost control.
Yeah, that all sounds great, but we've heard those kinds of promises before.
Of course, yeah.
What makes Oracle's approach different?
Yeah, what are they doing that others haven't already tried?
Right.
One key difference is their emphasis on a holistic approach.
Okay, I see.
They're not just focusing on one aspect of healthcare.
Right.
Like the supply chain or the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at the system as a whole.
Yeah.
Recognizing that all the different parts are interconnected.
Interesting.
Their goal is to create a seamless flow of information and processes across the entire healthcare ecosystem.
So they're really trying to connect all the dots.
Yeah. They're trying to bring it all together.
It's like the old saying.
Yeah.
A chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Exactly.
If you only focus on one part of the system.
Right.
You're not really solving the problem.
Yeah. Good point.
But I'm still a bit skeptical.
Of course. I get it.
Can technology really fix everything that's wrong with healthcare?
I mean, healthcare is complex. There are a lot of factors at play.
Right.
Technology is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's up to the people using it to ensure that it's implemented thoughtfully and ethically.
Yeah.
With the best interests of patients at heart.
Absolutely. Patients first.
Okay. Yeah. So as we wrap up this deep dive,
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what your biggest takeaway is.
Okay. Let me think.
What's the one thing that really stood out to you from this document?
You know, for me, it's the recognition that healthcare is at a crossroads.
Okay.
The old ways of doing things are no longer sustainable.
Right.
We need to find new ways to deliver care that are more efficient, more effective,
yeah.
and more patient-centered.
Those are big goals.
Yeah.
And while technology is not a silver bullet.
Right.
It can play a crucial role in this transformation.
Absolutely.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities.
Yeah, it is.
But it's also important to be realistic about the challenges.
Right.
Implementing new technologies in healthcare is complex.
It is.
And there will be bumps along the way.
Oh, for sure.
But I think it's a journey worth taking.
Oh, for sure.
But I think it's a journey worth taking.
I agree. I think so, too.
And it's a journey that we all need to be a part of.
Right.
Patients, providers, technologists, policymakers.
Yeah.
We all have a role to play in shaping the future of healthcare.
I like that.
And on that note, we want to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
What are your thoughts on the role of technology in healthcare?
Yeah, let us know.
What are your hopes and fears?
Yeah.
Share your thoughts with us on social media.
We want to hear from you.
And let's keep the conversation going.
Yeah, we're always eager to learn from our listeners and explore new perspectives.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap on this deep dive.
That's it.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We did.
But there's always more to explore.
There always is.
So until next time.
Yeah.
Keep those sources coming.
Send them our way.
And we'll keep diving deep into the topics that matter most to you.
Sounds good. See you next time.